10 weeks have gone by since the terrorist attacks of September 11th. Nationwide polls still give President Bush high marks for his handling of the crisis so far. He has not, however, been completely immune from criticism. Today, the president signed a new law mandating tougher security measures at the nation's airports. The law approved by Congress last week will convert airport baggage and passenger screeners from private to federal workers. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The airport security measure came about only after a seesaw battle between the parties and the chambers in Congress. The Senate, with Democrats in control, wanted to federalize airport screeners and produced a big bipartisan vote for that approach. In the Republican-controlled House, a narrow majority backed a version of the bill preferred by the president. It would have put the screening operations under federal supervision, but kept the workers on private payrolls. In the end, the House and Senate negotiators agreed to make the 28,000 screeners work for Uncle Sam. It was not the president's first choice, but it was not enough to make him veto the bill. Here he is at the signing ceremony today.
The broad support for this bill shows that our country is united in this crisis. We have our political differences, but we're united to defend our country. And we're united to protect our people. For our airways, there is one supreme priority: security.
Polls show that the public wanted baggage screeners to be federal employees, believing, for the time being at least, that this will make airports more secure. Polls also indicate that the public is ready to endure long airport waits, at least while anxieties run high. The public says it will tolerate inconveniences in other aspects of life as well, if that's what it takes to protect the country from terrorists. President Bush's poll ratings remain at almost unprecedented highs now 10 weeks after the crisis began. Ed Sarpolis of the firm Epic MRA in Michigan has been tracking public attitudes in several large industrial states.
They like the job that George Bush is doing now. They feel he is doing a very good job, and they feel comfortable with it. They're definitely driven by the crisis. Even though people tell you they're concerned about their jobs and the economy, they believe that the country is going in the right direction. It's doing the right things on terrorism, and they're quite supportive of the president and the things that Congress does to support the president.
But there are also some areas where the Bush administration has faced criticism. Civil libertarians support the war, but often voice concerns about increased federal authority to conduct wiretaps and to detain and deport immigrants. Even some in the president's own party have complained about not being consulted by the White House on certain issues. Most recently, an executive order allowing for non-citizens suspected of terrorist activity to be tried not in civilian courts, but by military tribunal. Here's Republican Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania on the floor of the U.S. Senate last week.
I note a key member of the House of Representatives quoted in this morning's press as not having been consulted. I note the chairman quoted in the press as having not been consulted, and that's the president's right. The president can take his action, but we have, under separation of power, our own rights. We have the authority to decide how those trials would be conducted.
But pollster Sarpolis says that for now, these issues are not bothering the majority of Americans, who are still worried mostly about safety and security. But he says that could change, for example, if the U.S. captures Osama bin Laden and the military operation seems to be succeeding. He says Americans will feel more secure, and that could bring other concerns to the fore. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.